to one of our top local stories. The opening of Cambridge's guided busway is to be delayed. The guided bus was meant to be fully opened on November the 29th, so effectively a fortnight as of yesterday. However, unfinished work at the river crossing in St Ives means the busway might not open until January. Well, in the studio with me now is Brian Smith. He's the Director of Environment and Transport for Cambridgeshire County Council and can tell us more. This, certainly from Drive Times listeners' response, has not been a popular announcement, Brian.
Well, I think we can say straight away we're very disappointed as well. We had hoped that we could start the buses running on November the 29th, as you said. That was the last realistic date before Christmas in terms of the bus timetable changes and the like. But unfortunately, the finishing works, and it is a large piece of infrastructure, as all your listeners will recognise, haven't quite been completed. Therefore, we can't sign the contractual finishing point, and therefore, unfortunately, we've had to say we can't quite make it this side of Christmas.
But this isn't the first time we've heard that the opening of the guided busway would be delayed. We've heard this on a number of occasions, and people are beginning to lose faith. They don't believe, some people don't believe it's going to open.
Clearly, there were a couple of stages earlier in the year where we did indicate that the target date was having to be pushed back, so we've had that a couple of times. But this time, we were very hopeful of the November the 29th date. I think what your listeners are very aware of is the fact that actually it looks finished now. They can see all the finishing works in there, whereas 6 months ago it clearly wasn't finished. So I think you look at that section which is running between St Ives and Cambridge, and to all intents and purposes it looks finished. And indeed many listeners will know who are living adjacent to the route that buses have been testing it as well. So we're almost at that final stage now where the bus drivers have to be trained on it as well. But we have to get everything finished and signed off. It's a bit like a lot of big contracts where it is the final sign off, and we'd all be critical, you'd be critical of us, if we don't get that final sign off and just make sure that it's all finished as it should be.
But you said this last time we spoke. That's the thing. Last time I spoke to the County Council, definitely. Are you sure? I give you my word. And here we are, and we're talking, what, in the new year? The busway is over budget, it's behind schedule, it's lacking support from the public. Do you regret starting the busway project?
Of course we don't, and I need to pick you up on that as well. I mean, I recognise that there are some members of the public who have never liked it and will continue to oppose it. I dispute the fact in terms of the over budget. That is not the case. Of course, it is a little bit later than we wanted. But I mean, I've been working with the County Council for many years, as many people know. I was involved in putting in Park and Ride to start with. We had exactly the same sort of criticism and problems to start with, and people didn't like it. But once it was there and ready to use, then people very much went for it and said, this is wonderful. And we still feel very confident that that...
Sorry, who said this was wonderful?
That's the reaction of the public now to Park and Ride.
Are you sure, Brian?
Absolutely. We did public
service. It's wonderful. Open arms. Let's leap on there and...
Park and Ride is a national success story.
No, but the guided busway is not.
I'm making the point that I fully expect the busway to be exactly the same as Park and Ride. Those who have used it in a test format are very, very pleased with the quality of the ride you get. I am totally confident it will be successful, and in years to come, people will look back and say, what was all the fuss about?
But it's another bus, and the main argument is to take the congestion away from the A14 when the A14 mainly is taken up with freight, with lorries. How does the guided bus help? It doesn't.
But it's much more than just the A14 congestion. I mean, for instance, people coming from St Ives, for instance, have to go where the Park and Ride is at the moment and queue to get on the A14. That can take them 10 or 15 minutes in the morning, and then the delays. That will be eliminated at a stroke, and I think once people see what it is, then they will see very different.
We heard from Tim Phillips earlier on, and he said that the guided busway route will take him longer than the alternative that's available for him at the moment. Let's have a listen to what he said when he came on Drive Time earlier.
I would like Councillor Roy Pegram to issue a public apology immediately, and within minutes of doing so, I think he should resign. I think there are many other councillors who have been actively promoting this in the face of all the objections, who should seriously consider their positions, and I think the County Council owes its taxpayers, and perhaps more to the point, its voters.
What's your reaction to that? You're smiling.
Oh, I think I'd expect that from Tim Phillips, to be honest. He's always been opposed to the busway. He's always looking to criticise them in any aspect he can. And frankly, I'm more interested in listening to those who approach with an open mind.
When will the busway be opened? And I mean open rather than nearly open.
We can't say today because we're in the position of waiting for the contractor just to complete the finishing
roughly
works. Well, we're saying now it won't be before Christmas. We know that. If we make the progress, we're very pleased with the progress of the last few weeks.
Is there a schedule at all here?
Well, of course there is. And we have now some finishing works to go through, and we're in a situation here where the public would expect us to make sure that all of the finishing works are properly finished, in the same way as if you bought a new house. You have final works to do and tidying up and things like that. You don't move into the house and accept it until you know it's okay.
But why say on a numerous occasions, it'll be open, it'll be ready, it'll be ready? Why keep saying it? If in doubt, don't say it at all.
And Tony, we've never said until the last couple of weeks about the finishing works. We're at a very different stage now from some of the main construction to the finishing works, and we're now in a situation that we're still very hopeful in the next couple of weeks completing those works. Then we can register the buses, and then we clearly have a
January. January, it'll be open in January, will it?
Sitting here now, we're confident, hopeful of that, but I can't say that until we get the work finished in the next couple of weeks. Once we've got that done, then the buses will be registered. All being well, it should be that sort of timescale.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian Smith, who is the Director of Environment and Transport for Cambridgeshire County Council, talking about the guided bus, which has been delayed opening again.